January 3rd. Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 38. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a certain priest named Zacharias, of the division of Abijah. His wife was named Elizabeth, of the daughters of Aaron. They were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. However, they were childless, because Elizabeth could not have children, and they were both advanced in their days. While Zacharias was serving as a priest in the order of his division before God, according to the custom of the priestly office, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord to burn incense. All the multitude of the people were outside, praying at the hour of incense. An angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense, appeared to him. When Zacharias saw him, he was disturbed, and fear fell upon him. The angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias. Your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will give birth to a son, and you will call his name John. You will have both joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. He will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he will drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. He will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will walk before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the upright, to make ready for the Lord a prepared people." Zacharias said to the angel, "How will I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in days." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you, to bring you the good news of these things. Now behold, you will remain silent and unable to speak until these things happen, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time." The people were waiting for Zacharias, and were wondering why he was staying so long in the temple. He came out, but could not talk to them. They recognized that he had seen a vision in the temple. He was making signs to them and remained speechless. When the days of his service in the temple were completed, he went to his home. After these days, Elizabeth, his wife, became pregnant and secluded herself for 5 months, saying, "So the Lord has done for me in these days when he looked on me, to take away my disgrace among the people." In the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to Nazareth, a city of Galilee, to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. He came to her and said, "Greetings, blessed one, the Lord is with you." She was extremely confused at the message, and was wondering what kind of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Mary, do not be afraid. You have found favor with God, and behold, you will become pregnant, and bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of David, his father. He will reign forever over Jacob's house, and there will be no end of his kingdom." But Mary said to the angel, "How will this happen, since I have not been with a man?" The angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit shall come over you, and the power of the Highest One shall overshadow you, and the Holy One being begotten shall be called God's Son. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has conceived a son in her old age, and this is the 6th month for her who is called barren. For no saying from God is impossible." Mary replied, "Behold, I am the bondmaid of the Lord. May that which you have spoken happen to me." Then the angel departed.